Hello everyone, Combis is here. So first thing first, I have to say sorry because of last discussion challenge. I had no time to participate and listen to you guys. Sorry about that, but I'm here, so I'm gonna participate in this one, and I'm gonna do my best actually to listen to your voices and record some response. So let's talk. The first thing, what is your definition of risk? My definition of risk is gonna be a path to improvement. Risk is something that you must take, and when you take something, it will give you something. So imagine that you want to invest in something. So yeah, there is a huge amount of risk in it that maybe you will lose and maybe you will win. And when you take that path, when you want to go that path and take that risk, you have a huge possibility to improve in any area of your life, even if you lose something. So in my opinion, that risk is going to be amazing, in other words, so if you take it. So are you a risk taker? Yep. Why or why not? I'm a risk taker, not much, but still I am a risk taker because each time I took some risk, I learned something from it. So I can say that, for example, teaching English. I'm not a teacher mostly, I'm a coach, but it was a risk that I took last year. So I said to myself, okay, I know this English, so why not trying it? So I decided to teach people and share my experiences and charge some money. So it was a risk because I was afraid to do that because of the responsibility. But right now I'm pretty much confident, and I'm helping people. They're very happy with it. I am happy. So yeah, so I think that it leads to a very good improvement. What are advantages and disadvantages of taking risks? I think that advantages of taking risk is going to be, for example, improvement maybe in any area of life, especially smart risks. When you take a smart risk, in that case you will improve a lot, because even if you lose money, for example, or you lose your time, or you lose something, still you learn something from it if you're smart. But if you just take some risk out of blue and you don't have any idea that what you're doing, so that's going to give you a lot of disadvantages, because you will lose a lot and you will be depressed, devastated, and you won't improve much. So I think the advantages is going to be improvement, fulfillment, and learning. And disadvantages, especially if you, you know, take not a smart way, is going to be losing a lot, and maybe being cheated on something. Yeah. That's my opinion. What risks do you come across in your life? So I think this question is about right now. So it means that I'm working right now, and each time I have a risk. Yeah, I think one of the risks that I usually come across in my work or life is that I have to teach people, right? So sometimes I tell myself, maybe I self-doubt myself a little bit. I am skeptical about my abilities. So when I go on a Skype, I want to talk to people, I tell myself, oh, what will happen if I make a mess today? So the risk I usually take each day is that I go to Skype with this knowledge that maybe today is not my day and I'm going to make a mess. But that won't happen, because I'm pretty much confident about my job. So yeah, that's a good risk, I think. And one of the risks that I come across is that living in Iran is a huge risk, because especially when you want to invest in Iran, because you don't have much of a choice to invest. For example, you can go and invest in banks, but it's not gonna be very beneficial if you take that risk, because your currency at the moment, your currency is going to be the value of the currency of Iran, rial, is going to go down. So I think it's not a good idea to invest, especially with cash. So yeah, that's my opinion. I think that these are the risks that I have: investment, maybe teaching, These are the two that I have in my life. And what risks have you taken in your life? As I said before, I think one of the risks that I've taken before in your life, in my life, of course, was deciding to teach English or be a partner in general, because I don't teach right now. I don't like to teach like before because teaching has a lot of difficulties in it. I mean, you want to teach people, you have these difficulties, and you have to take a huge responsibility, and you can't actually charge a lot of money from people because people are like me, you know, they don't have much money. So in my opinion, that one of them was teaching. Of course, it was very good risk that I have taken in my life, coaching people in English especially, and consulting people about language learning. These are the risks that I have taken, and that's it. I don't think I have much of risk. I'm not a gambler or something, but I like the risk. This is all I can remember because I haven't thought about this question. I'm just talking about it spontaneously. So I have to say, yeah, for now, just teaching is the risk that I took. I just decided, let's do it. Let's be decisive and let's teach people. Let's go on a Skype and talk to them and help them. So that was the risk that I took. And it was very beneficial. I'm making a little bit of money, not much, but still it's better than nothing. So that's my actually voice. That's my recording. I hope you guys enjoyed it and see you guys later. Please, please record. I'm gonna listen to it and I'm gonna record a response. So, bye.